Greetings. It's Brother Steve again with the Fountain of Life Daily Inspiration. I want to just read a few scriptures here concerning the concept of dying and how in dying we can bring forth life. So I want to start with John chapter 12 and verse 23. Jesus gives these words. The hour is come that the Son of Man should be glorified. Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. He that loveth his life shall lose it, and he that hateth his life in this world shall keep it unto life eternal. If any man serve me, let him follow me. And where I am, there shall also my servant be. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor. Now is my soul troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour, but for this hour, this cause came I unto this hour. Father, glorify thy name. So here, Jesus is just giving the example of a grain of wheat and how it falls into the ground and it dies and it disintegrates and actually rots, and out of that springs forth, out of that little seed there springs forth new life. Then he asks a question. Here's Jesus just before he goes to the cross. Now is my soul troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour. And then he says, but for this hour came I unto this, for this cause came I unto this hour. But then he turns it around and says, Father, glorify thy name, which is the right response to suffering and pain. Then I want to go to Romans chapter 12. Romans chapter 12 and verse 1. Familiar verses. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And here he's given a little bit of an idea of what this dying looks like. It's not literal, not necessarily a literal dying that these bodies die, but that we are a living sacrifice and we give ourselves to God, and it doesn't really matter anymore whether we live or we die, but just that Jesus, just that God be glorified. That's the same principle that Jesus is bringing forth there in the verse that we just read in John chapter 12, where he says, Father, you be glorified. He asks the question, should I ask God to deliver me from this hour? But then he says, no, Father, you be glorified. And that's what's important to understand, that in Romans 12 gives the same illustration here. By the mercy, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. And so here, again, a living sacrifice, not necessarily dying immediately, but as good as dead. Like, it doesn't matter anymore. Then Philippians chapter 1 and verse 20. Philippians chapter 1 and verse 20. I'm going to go to there. Paul here, according to my earnest expectation, my hope, that in nothing I shall be ashamed, but that with all boldness, as always, so now also Christ shall be magnified in my body, whether it be by life or by death. Giving the same principle, that Christ should be magnified in my body, whether it is through my life or my death. And he says, for to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. Paul had such afflictions and difficulties in his life that he had, literally would have rather died many times. But he says, for me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. It's all about Christ. But if I live in the flesh, this is the fruit of my labor, yet what I shall choose, I wot not. For I'm in a strait betwixt two, having a desire to depart and to be with Christ, which is far better. Nevertheless, to abide in the flesh is more needful for you. Paul here is saying that I would desire to depart and go to be with Jesus, go to be with Christ. is better. And he says, nevertheless, to abide in the flesh is more needful for you. And having this confidence, I know that I shall abide and continue with you all for your furtherance and joy of faith. Again, not thinking about his own needs or his own desires or his own agenda there, but all about Jesus. And, you know, whether I live or die, it's not that important, but that I would, that Christ would be glorified and Christ would be lifted up. And then it says, a few verses down, for unto you it is given in behalf of Christ, not only to believe on him, but also to suffer for his sake, having the same conflict which ye saw in me, and now here to be in me. And so we should accept suffering and difficulties as a vital part of the Christian life, not only something to be endured, but something to be embraced as something that helps us to grow and takes away the flesh. The flesh must be hung on the cross and done away with so that the spirit might live. So that's the principle he's bringing out here, the idea of dying to self, and everything is just for God's glory. So I think we're going to end with that thought, to give ourselves completely, wholeheartedly to Jesus Christ. Jesus, here's my life. Take it, whatever you want to do with it. I'm done with my own striving. I'm done with my own efforts. I'm done with my own fleshly lusts and deceitful ways, but I just want to live for Christ and allow him to use my life in whatever way he sees fit. And if he sees fit to just allow me to die, then so be it, and we go home to be with Jesus. God bless you all. Thank you for your attention this week. And we just wish you Lord's blessings. He would bless you and keep you. May his face shine upon you. Give you peace. Endure to the end.